Now dictation for Janet Brett, Brecht, March 1951. Addresses a letter to Jennifer Balawender, Balawender, A32-9307. Dear Dr. Balawender, follow up for Mrs. Brecht, who has biopsy proving fibrillary, F-I-B-R-I-L-L-A-R-Y, glomerulonephritis with a stage 5 renal failure last visit 6 weeks ago. University of Michigan transplant evaluation, a number of testing needs to be done. She's getting a second opinion from Mayo Clinic. They are reviewing a renal biopsy to have a video appointment on March 16. They decided to do home peritoneal dialysis. They are doing also an AV fistula as a backup. Isolated nausea, not severe, not persistent, able to eat. Way down, however, few pounds, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some degree of constipation, urine without cloudiness of blood, stable volume, presently minimal edema or none, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the tones, of the toes, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, problems of insomnia and melatonin, no gross pruritus or bruises. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Phosphorus binder on Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A. Blood pressure metoprolol. Anticoagulation Eliquis on Lasix. Hydralazine, insulin pump. Next paragraph today, blood pressure 138/50, weight 163, progressively down. No gross respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3. Has loud aortic systolic murmur, has carotid bruits. No gross JBD, lungs are clear. No consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no situs tendon ensomasis, no major edema, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, few days ago, March. Creatinine 3.6, GFR 13, stage 5, normal sodium potassium acid base, acceptable albumin at 3.6, a normal calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8, well controlled, she is 4.7, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.4 to receive RNS today. I review records from the University of Michigan, weight at home for the last month, down from 174.75 to presently 166 to 168. Blood pressure at home, 130s to 140s over 50s and 60s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fibrillary glomerulonephritis, biopsy proving. Second opinion, University of Michigan, excuse me, second opinion Mayo Clinic in the near future. Next number, PKD stage 5. Next number, AB fistula to be placed, March 20, Dr. Constantino. Next number, she has chosen to do peritoneal dialysis. I'm going to send her to surgeon in Midland. We discussed that nowadays, catheter is being placed, keep it under the skin, and not open until she develops symptoms and start training, and that minimizes the waiting time of 2 weeks from placement to the utilization of the catheter to avoid leakage and peritonitis. She's willing to proceed. Next number, continue phosphorus binders. Next number, anemia EPO treatment today, RNS 150. Next number, continue chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, insulin dependent diabetes since age 11. Fluctuating levels, highs and lows. Next number, no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on arterial Doppler. Next number, atherosclerosis. With aortic systolic murmur and carotid bruits. With previously preserved ejection fraction from November 2022 and negative stress testing. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient at length. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks unless we already start treatment. She will be trained at Midland. We are going to notify them so they are aware of her needs in the near future, end of dictation.